Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 40, entitled The Prayers of Akrura, text number 20. Namo Bhrigunam Pataye Dripta Shatravana Chide Namaste Raghuvaryaya Ravanantakaraya cha Namo Bhrigunam Pataye Dripta Shatravanachide Namaste Raghuvaryaya Ravanantakaraya cha Namo Bhrigunam Pataye Dripta Shatravanachide Namaste Raghuvaryaya Ravanantakaraya cha Namo Bhrigunam Pataye Nama, obeisances, Bhrigunam, of the descendant of Bhrigu, Pataye, to the chief, Lord Parushuram, Tripta, conceited, Kshatra, of the members of the royal order, Vana, the forest, Chide, who cut down, Namaha, obeisances, Te, to you, Raghuvaryaya, the best of the descendants of Raghu, Ravana, of Ravana, Antakaraya, who put an end, Cha, and. There's only translation given by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, headed by Hridayananda Maharaj. So I'll just read the translation. Because generally, when we speak, when the lecturer gives a commentary, he usually reads the purport. But there's no purport for the whole chapter, so I thought I'll just read in this verse and just look into another episode. And the same episode elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, but given a small purport given by Srila Prabhupada himself. Obeisances to you, Lord of the Bhrigus, who cut down the forest of the conceited royal order, and to Lord Ram, the best of the Raghu dynasty, who put an end to the demon Ravana. I'll just read. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 7, text number 25. This class will be more related to Lord Ramachandra, more than Parashuram. But if you have any question regards Parashuram, you can ask after the class. When Ravana was engaged, this is in the text 25 of 7th chapter, canto 2. When Ravana was engaged in the battle, the trunk of the elephant which carried the king of heaven, Indra, broke in pieces, having collided with the chest of Ravana, and the scattered broken parts illuminated all directions. Ravana therefore felt proud of his prowess and began to loiter in the midst of the fighting soldiers, thinking himself the conqueror of all directions. But his laughter, overtaken by joy, along with his very air of life, suddenly ceased with the tingling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, the personality of Godhead. Purport. However powerful a living being may be, when he is condemned by God, no one can save him. And similarly, however weak one may be, if he is protected by the Lord, no one can annihilate him. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapradantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamritam Sha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devin Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavade Paschachade Shatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Mantapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Let's read the verse again. Obeisances to you, Lord of the Bhrigus, who cut down the forest of the considered royal order, and to Lord Rama, the best of the Raghu dynasty, who put an end to demon Ravana. In the previous chapter, as it has been explained, how Akrura had convinced Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and other residents of Vrindavan, apart from the gopis, to take Krishna to Mathura for a festival. So, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and all the other residents of Vrindavan thought it was a very wonderful opportunity where they could go along with Krishna and carry their revenue or carry their taxes in which they can give to the king. Usually, because they were taking care of cows and they were mercantile class of persons, so mainly they dealt with cows. That they had to pay the tax of offering butter, yogurt, and so forth to the king. Anyway, So they started going along with Krishna. And meanwhile, we know the episode that took place where the gopis were broken-hearted They couldn't stand to see their very loving loving object was leaving Vrindavan. And so they were actually motionless. They recited beautiful verses and previously, as it's been explained. They were so motionless that they didn't move at all till they saw the chariot disappear. Even to the extreme, they couldn't see the dust rising in the air coming from the chariot. That's how motionless they were. Anyway, on the midway, Krishna, he stopped the chariot and he went to drink the beautiful waters of River Yamuna. The water of River Yamuna was so beautiful, as described by Shukadeva Goswami, it was more beautiful than crest jewels. And later on, by the permission, Akura getting the permission of Krishna and Balaram, he went to perform his daily rituals. He went to take bath in the River Yamuna. So as he dipped into the River Yamuna, he saw in front of him was none other than the very same lovable object that was on the chariot, Balaram and Sri Krishna. And he was very amazed. He was thinking, I just saw Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. What is he doing in the water? So Akura dipped out and he saw on the chariot Krishna and Balaram was sitting patiently under the beautiful shade of a tree. And then, it's amazing. I just seen Krishna and Balaram, and now he's in the chariot and he's in the river. What's going on? So Akura said, let me have another dip. So Akura dipped again, and then he saw the beautiful form of Ananta, of Balaram in the form of Ananta. Balaram manifested himself as Ananta with thousands of hoods, and he was wearing on his head was beautiful crowns, and he was wearing this bluish robes. That is the robe Balaram wear. And on his lap was Mahavishnu lying. That was none other than Krishna. And when Akura saw this beautiful form, he was most astonished. He was very, very pleased at heart. And he saw all around Mahavishnu great sages, headed by Sanaka, Sunanda and so forth, the four Kumaras, and he saw Krishna's personal servants in this Vaikuntha planet, and he saw Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Brahma, all glorifying Lord Vishnu. And he was so moved by this picture of seeing the beautiful form of the Lord that he started offering such wonderful prayers. Here we see how Akrura, he glorified the Lord by saying, by showing Shastric evidence. He was quoting Shastric evidence how the Lord is beyond impersonal concept, as you can say. And previously, in the last two verses, he explained the Lord appearing in the form of Varaha, Kurma, and so forth. And then the last verse, in text number 19, he explained how the Lord appeared as Lord Nrsimha and Vamana. And in this verse, we see here how he glorifies the Lord in his form as Bhrigupati, or who is known as Parushuram, who killed the Kshatriyas. He killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times. I mean, he went once in the world. He killed the Kshatriyas once, and he went 21 times to kill 21 descendants of Kshatriya, like that. And similarly, he glorifies Lord Ramachandra for he killed the demon Ravana. We should not be astonished. Well, by these prayers, we can understand that Krishna, he is beyond the impersonal concept. In other words, that Krishna has personality, he has form. But his forms are most unique because they display extraordinary pastimes, most extraordinary pastimes. Lord Krishna, as we read in this beautiful song, he is Rajendra Nandana. He is the darling of Rajadham. He is the same Lord Krishna. His original form is to be in the mood of Vrindavan. But we should not mistake Krishna when he steals the butter or when he steals the garments that he steals from the gopis, or when he is defeated by his friends. We should not be surprised and think that he cannot be God, as the song explains that he is the Lord. As even Nakura explains, that he is the same personality who appeared as Lord Ram, who appeared as Parushuram, and so forth. Similarly, even Balaram. And Krishna is proving himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If anyone sees Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, with four arms, no one can doubt his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one can doubt. When Lord Krishna appeared as Srimadev, then Hiranyakashipu, he got the benediction pretty much to be of immortality. But when he saw the form of Srimadev, he knew that he was going to die. He knew he was going to die. He knew that he was the person that was going to kill him. So when we see the form of Lord Vishnu, we generally have no doubt, understanding that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why Krishna, he appears as Mahavishnu, as Balaram appears as Anantashesh, to show his omnipotency, so no one can claim themselves as God as such. That's what in the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna asked Krishna to show his Vishwarupa form. Why did Arjuna ask Krishna to show his Vishwarupa form? Because previously Krishna says that I am the source of everything, that I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, I am the lord of all the worlds. So anyone can say the same thing. Anyone can say, oh, I am the lord of all the three planetary systems, I am the enjoyer of all austerities and sacrifices, I'm the friend of everyone. Anyone can say this. Anyone can claim themselves as God. So Arjuna, in order to clear such doubts, he asked Krishna to show the Vishwarupa form. Obviously, he wasn't very impressed by seeing the Vishwarupa form, because that wasn't his bhav, that wasn't his relationship with God, you can say. His relationship with God was friend. So here, Krishna also manifests himself as Mahavishnu. And Balaram similarly manifests himself as Anantashesh. But we should not mistake Krishna to be only on the Aishwarya platform. Or we should not mistake Krishna to be an ordinary person. He can act like an ordinary person. At the same time, he can be God. When he is stealing butter, he is displaying his full nature as God. Actually, the fact is, he's not stealing butter, because he owns all the butter factory in the universe. So he's not stealing. So he's showing, I am the actual enjoyer. No one can actually claim myself to be God. If he's seen as a thief stealing butter, then that shows that he has nothing. That means he's limited. That he has no butter in his. That he is lacking something in the universe. The fact is, Krishna is demonstrating as a makkhan chor. He's demonstrating, actually, you know what? I am God. I can steal butter. But obviously, because persons polluted with material consciousness, they cannot understand this. Similarly, Krishna is showing, look, I'm God, I can steal the garments of the gopis. Because the gopis are Krishna's part and parcel. He's demonstrating himself fully as God. But obviously, many people will not understand this. So that's why Krishna manifests, he displays such wonderful pastimes wherein people with material consciousness, when they read such pastimes, they can understand that Krishna is not an ordinary person. Although he may steal butter, although he may steal the garments of the gopis, nevertheless, he is fully omnipotent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like when he was 3 months old only, he was able to kill demoness Putana. Krishna didn't have to go to Himalayas to perform mystic yoga to get some powers. Also, when Krishna was 7 years old, he picked up Govardhan Hill. Similarly, Krishna, he manifested himself as Mahavishnu. And this is the realization of Akrura. Akrura is saying, O Lord, you appeared as Lord Ramachandra to kill the demon Ravana, and so forth. So in this verse, Bhrigupati, Parushuram, he is also known as Rama. And then we see here, Lord Ramachandra, he is also known as Rama. And Balaram is also known as Rama. It's very clear here, Bhrigupati refers to Parushuram, and Lord Ram explained here is mentioned as the descendant of Raghu dynasty, and the very same Ram who manifested himself as Anantashesh, he is known as Balaram. Balaram, he is the first expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. From him, all the incarnations emanate, expands, such as Lord Ram, Varaha, and so forth. So, Balaram, and Krishna, he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Lord Krishna and Balaram, although they may manifest themselves in different incarnations, but they still manifest themselves apparently as an ordinary human being, playing around with the coward boys, being defeated by coward boys, or stealing butter, or holding onto the tail of the calf, and being dragged around in the dust of Vrindavan. Nevertheless, we should not doubt that they are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. As mentioned in the purport, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 7, how Prabhupada points out, doesn't matter how powerful one may be in this world, doesn't matter how powerful they may be, if they are condemned by the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, they are finished. We know such great personalities who had, like Ravana for example, his kingdom was fully built by gold. His kingdom was fully built by gold. But still, he was very powerful. In the translation, as explained in the second canto, he fought with King Indra. While he was fighting with King Indra, then Indra's elephant carrier Airavat dashed into Ravana on his chest. But the problem was, Airavat's tusk wasn't so strong enough, so it broke off. But the marks, there was a small mark on the chest of Ravana. That was from Airavat. And he was posing himself so great, because he was able to defeat King Indra, the king of heaven. But the same Ravana, when he was attacked by Jatayu, because Ravana stole Sita in the Dandakaranya forest. In the forest, he stole Sita, and Jatayu was the pet animal of Sita. So Jatayu went and fought with Ravana to rescue Sita, and Jatayu was very powerful, and Jatayu was so strong, he actually bore a scratch. He actually tore up Ravana's chest. But Ravana, he had his sword and he chopped off Jatayu. Ravana would never show that mark. He would never show that mark. But the mark of that was from Aravat he would show off. Ravana was so powerful, he actually tried to build a staircase to heaven. But he failed, obviously. He had Lord Indra under his toes, but still, he was so powerful, he had so much opulence, but still he was defeated by Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, the Kshatriyas, headed by Kartavirya, Arjuna and so forth, they were very, very powerful. It's explained that Kartavirya, Arjuna actually fought with Ravana. When he was fighting with Ravana, Ravana was actually defeated. It's explained like that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it explains. But Kartavirya Arjuna, he was subdued by Parushuram, who is Saktivesha avatar of the Lord. So Akrura is actually quoting relevant Shastric evidence. He's not making his prayers are not out of imagination, but he's pointing out through Shastra how the Lord is very glorious, how Lord Krishna is very glorious. Lord Krishna, he can demonstrate this whenever he wants. That's up to him. Like, just as we know, when Sri Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent was to act as a devotee in the mood of Srimati Radharani and to preach the glories of Krishna. That was the actual mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that didn't mean that he was restricted to exhibit himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at occasion, he would actually show himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by manifesting different forms. Like, for example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came into Murari Gupta's house and he said to Murari Gupta, look at me. And Murari Gupta saw him. He saw him in his most extraordinary form, in his form of Varahadev. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went rushing into the temple of Lord Vishnu. And in the corner of the temple, he saw a pot. And he took that pot up and he resembled the beautiful form of Mahavishnu, of Varahadev, carrying the Mother Earth. And he said to Murari Gupta, "Murari Gupta, please glorify me. You should glorify me." And Murari Gupta, he started saying, "You yourself can glorify yourself. I cannot glorify yourself." He said that even Anantashesh, with his thousands of miles, he cannot glorify you fully. He is limited in his own ways. So Murari Gupta offers such wonderful prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Varahadev. Later on, Varahadev, after hearing the beautiful prayers or offerings of Murari Gupta, he was very pacified, and he was very angry with the Vedas. He said, "How dare the Vedas say that the Absolute Truth has no hands, that the Absolute Truth has no eyes, that the Absolute Truth has no ears? How could the Vedas say this?" And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that person in Kashi, that is none other than Prakashananda Saraswati, that person in Kashi, how dare he say that the Absolute Truth has no form, that Absolute Truth has no legs, by quoting the Vedas? How dare he? And then Varahadev says, he doesn't know that he's afflicted by the disease, leprosy, because of blasphemy, because he blasphemed me. He doesn't know. So, the purpose of Bakura offering this wonderful prayer is to show that the Lord has actually attributes, that the Lord has forms. Isn't it? Ooh, it's 8:55.
No,
8:45. Okay, 10 minutes left. Okay, I'll just finish it off real quickly. So, we understand. And on another occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu in Shiva's Thakur's house. And he asked Shiva's Thakur and all the residents of Shiva's, like headed by Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur and all the other devotees, to offer prayers which are generally prayed to Lord Vishnu in the Purusha Shukta form. And later on, after offering such wonderful prayers, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked each and every devotee to come forward and ask benediction. He asked Sridhar, Kolavecha Sridhar, ask any benediction I will grant you. And he asked Haridas Thakur, ask any benediction I will grant you. And he asked Murari Gupta, ask any benediction I will grant you. Before that, actually, Mahaprabhu said, Murari Gupta, look at me. And Murari Gupta looked at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he looked at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was dumbstruck. He saw the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifesting himself as Lord Ramachandra. And beside Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his very dear consort, Srimati Sita Devi and Lakshman. And around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were all the monkey devotees. And Murari Gupta was so dumbstruck, he was so amazed to see such a beautiful form that he fell down to pay obeisances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in his form as Lord Ram, he said, oh monkey, rise up. He said, Murari, rise up. Don't you know that you're my carrier? You're Hanuman, my carrier? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like that. And Murari Gupta, he woke up and he saw the Lord in his beautiful form, and he saw himself as a monkey. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't you know that you were the one who actually went to Lanka and your face was burnt up by fire by the demon Ravana, and you burnt the city of Lanka into flames? He started saying, don't you know that Sita Devi, when you saw Sita Devi's distress, you felt really bad. You felt really sad. So that's how Murari Gupta got the consciousness of Hanuman. He actually manifested himself as Hanuman, and he started offering such wonderful prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, ask for any benediction I will grant to you. I will grant you any benediction you ask. And Murari Gupta said, if it's so that you want to give benediction to me, please give me the benediction that I can always glorify you. So, we can see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he manifested himself as a devotee, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he would occasionally manifest himself in different incarnations of the Lord. Similarly, Vrajendra Nandana Krishna, he may still butter, he may still the garments of the gopi, he may act ordinary, but occasionally if he wants, he can manifest himself as the supreme, omnipotent Supreme Personality of Godhead. just as he showed himself to Akura. And he shows that the Lord has all transcendental attributes and qualities and form. Thank you very much. Is there any comments within our question for the next 1-2 minutes? Yes, Mataji. You have to break the fast, so please don't make sure that your question is not so long. He is from Bhrigu dynasty, yes.
Is the Rishi also?
Yeah, Bhrigu is the Rishi. Originally, there are certain Rishis. From such Rishis, there are different descendants. That's why when you go to a temple in India, they'll ask you, what is your Gotra? What is your Gotra? So, for us, Prabhupada said our Gotra is Achyuta Gotra, that is coming originally from Krishna. But here, Parashuram's Gotra is Bhrigu, or his lineage coming down is from Bhrigu.
Pardon?
I don't know that.
No, they wanted to know who is the greatest.
Oh, that is Bhrigu Muni. Same Bhrigu Muni. He's the sage. It's the same Bhrigu Muni. Thank you. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Thank you.